as we said, coming up a little bit after four, Sean, and then we'll take over coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's make a little cash for you, make a little money right now, as Tyler is looking to get off to a better week. Last week overall, he put himself in a bad spot with the first 2 days, but had a pretty good weekend. It was above 50% over the weekend. What you got tonight? What you got tonight? A big one here.
Yeah.
For the Texans and the Cowboys.
Yes, gotta definitely start this week a bit stronger than last week. That would be ideal. And I got six best bets for you for tonight's game between the Texans and the Cowboys. Four of them are going to be player props. The other two you'll hear right now. So get them pens and pencils ready. If you need to look back at my best bets, you can find them on my Twitter at @TMillRealDeal. Here are your six best bets for Cowboys Texans. First off, I am on the over heavy tonight. I'm on the opposite side of Clint Ron in there on this one, I believe, but I'm on over 41 points scored in this game. Obviously, the majority of those being scored by the Texans, hopefully tonight at AT&T Stadium, but I'm on the over 41. Lock that one in. I'm also on the Texans over for the first quarter, over 6.5. I think Stroud and the boys get a touchdown early in this game, over 6.5 in the first quarter for the Texans. And now here are your four player props. Three Texans, one Cowboy. I got CJ Stroud. This is a bet I've told y'all numerous times I've won really good money on throughout this season. It hits way more often than not. I am on CJ Stroud over rushing. He can get this in one broken play. Stroud over 8.5 rushing yards tonight. Lock that one in. Nico Collins, he's returning to action for the Texans tonight in Dallas. I'm on Nico over 5.5 receptions. I think CJ is going to be finding his favorite target early and often, and he'll by far eclipse that 5.5 catch mark. I'm also on Dalton Schultz on his receptions. It's set pretty low at 2.5. I think they're going to really be trying to get Dalton involved in this game. We know the frustrations there with the tight end for the Texans this season. And lastly, one Cowboy prop for you, mainly because I think they're going to have to be throwing the ball a hell of a lot tonight. I'm on Cooper Rush over 175.5 passing yards versus the Texans. Those are your six best bets. Ron, Clint, have at it. What do you like? What do you don't like? Let me know.
I definitely like the CJ Stroud rush yards. I feel like a couple of times Mike is probably going to force him out of the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll run and get his, while they're scared to death he'll run and get a couple of yards. And I'm with you on the Nico thing. I feel like early they're going to want to get Nico involved. I feel like Nico, Clint probably catches at least maybe two just screens or hitches that are thrown right out to him just to get him involved. So 5.5 catches. Yeah, this feels like a 7-8 catch night for Nico. Mm-hmm. So I really like the Nico and the Stroud yards. Rush yards, that one's appetizing.
I think my favorite, best bets, right? I think my favorite of all your bets here, mm-hmm. T, Dalton Schultz over 2.5 catches.
Really?
Yep.
That surprises me.
Yep,
but I mean, it is one of my best bets. It's not that surprising.
I do. Well, fair. I do like the Nico Collins bet, but the Dalton Schultz over 2.5,
mm-hmm.
That just seems like where I think this team needs to live offensively. I think there's a direct reflection on Schultz numbers,
mm-hmm.
and targets. So I like that 2.5. I like that a lot. In fact, you got room for me?
I actually saved you room enough for one bet of $100. I saved you room tonight. Is that the one you wanted on?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yep.
Okay. Yep. I'll lock it in right now.
Lock it in for me.
You got it.
You hear it?
I heard it.
$100 right there. He had room for me, man. That's a good man right there.
I'm so confident in that. What is the line? 7?
Yes, it's been holding today pretty strong. It's at the Texans being a touchdown favorite.
I almost thought about putting me a little money on that.
Well, do it, man. You've been talking about it all week. You feel strongly about it.
I do. I feel real strong about it. But, we just had to get Bears.
He lost his balls.
Yeah, he lost his balls this morning.
What does that have to do with you betting?
I mean, that was a good little piece we had to lay out.
Well, win it back.
I don't need to win it back.
You can win Bears ball surgery right now.
That's a great point.
It's all right. I'll just
You seem very confident. Win it
I
back.
I am very confident.
Walk in and throw that jar full of money and say, babe, we couldn't get Bears balls, but there's our money back.
I'll do it in another one.
We got that ball money back.
I looked it in his eyes last night when I took him for his walk. He had no idea.
Come on, man. I'm going to tell you, this is too much, man.
He had no idea.
We've been working together a long time. The way you talk about that dog and what y'all are doing to him is inappropriate.
What are you talking about?
It's inappropriate.
I looked in his eyes. He had no idea what's coming.
I just always think about what the dog must be thinking when they wake up.
I always thought you were one of them fellas that had a better heart than most.
I have a big heart. I almost called up there to see how he was doing.
Oh, yeah. See how he's doing. All you want to do is see if you can get him in a jar one more time. See if they go ahead and slide
They've
in
made
that
jar. Clear that they won't do that.
You're terrible.
I always wonder what they're thinking. Like, imagine just waking up and your balls are gone. Like what's going through Bear's mind? He comes to and he's like, oh, my God.
If I know him, he gave them hell. That
energy. Put it over his face.
Man, you can't put a leash on Bear if you
much less a mask.
A mask. Hold it on there. He's probably lost.